Welcome to Character Explorations. I'm Annalee Ward, the director of the Wendt Center for Character Education. This journal, Character and Transitions, is a product of a group of faculty reading together over months, writing, discussing, sometimes arguing, sometimes laughing, but all working together on individual essays that emerged from a common understanding of the concept of transition. We looked at how transitions have been used in the literature from Victor Turner and Arnold van Gennep, especially to the more contemporary uses in books by Bridges or by Bruce Feiler on transitions. And we recognize that this is a common experience to all humanity, whether it's a big transition or a small transition. Transitions are a common experience and tend to have three stages. Depending on the language, there's a separation or an ending, there's a liminal middle state or a neutral zone, and then there's a new beginning. And as we thought about these common three experiences in transitions, we began to discover the need to speak of necessary virtues, such as courage, perseverance, and gratitude, key to the conversation of working through a transition with character is the practice of reflection, because you can't arrive at gratitude without reflection, for example. The process can be complicated by technology that keeps us constantly connected and can prevent good endings. But without a goodbye, the growth into something new is stymied. We get stuck in that middle tunnel and we don't grow or change. So character matters in making transitions transformative experiences. The essays in this issue use this theme of transitions to address very different situations, from the personal to the organizational to the worldwide. Jeff Haverland navigates the pain of his son leaving home. Jim Romagna examines the way rituals are used in sport to help growth in sports teams. Anne Moss explores the moral consequences of our increasing dependence on computer decision-making through algorithms. And Mary Emily Duba steps back to call us to truth-telling in a world transitioning to post-truth. The issue concludes with a response essay from Rick Olson, who brings a model of community resilience to his understanding of these essays. We hope you find the concepts discussed in these articles helpful, and are reminded that transitions can be good, transitions are common, and transitions are a hopeful way to transformation and growth.